After a 25-year career, Susan Stark Christensen left a political job in Alaska state government and took off on a quest to explore the wisdom of grandmothers. Her goal was to travel from Siberia to Patagonia to find what female elders value and want to teach. From those interviews, Christensen created and published a book, and her videotaped interviews are now woven into a rough-cut documentary. Christensen is touring the United States, showing the film at various locations. SDPB's Victoria Wicks caught up with her and a couple of her fellow travelers in Rapid City when she screened the film at a non-denominational spiritual center. The voices of the grandmothers come from extended interviews found online.
Susan Stark Christensen needed a translator to understand her interview with Avgustina Pavlova, but no translation is needed for the song she sings. That message travels without words. The elder from the Sakha Republic of Russia is one of the far north grandmothers found on Christensen's journey.
I was fortunate enough to know and study with and be adopted by an elder in Alaska by the name of Jim Walton. And Jim used to always talk about an indigenous teaching that says there won't be peace on earth until the voices of the grandmothers are heard.
Christensen talked with grandmothers whose wisdom spreads in small circles to children and grandchildren, as well as outward into the community.
What I found was that this teaching exists in cultures all the way from northern Siberia down to Patagonia and everywhere in between.
I saw a t-shirt that said, "Life is fun." It came from a Siberian youth. He was wearing it.
Happy Waters from Whitewood, South Dakota, is one of the grandmothers featured in the film. Waters tells Christensen old age ain't so bad. She's clean and sober and passing along her wisdom to her sons.
It's a joy to be living. And yeah, I mean, it's not all doom and gloom. It is fun out here. And when I saw this youth wearing this beautiful t-shirt, going, yes, you know, that is what has happened to me.
My background is Romani, and I learned a lot of things about my traditions from my grandma.
Judy Palmer lives in Australia now, but she said she has followed Romani traditions all her life. As with other elder women, Palmer has sorted out her priorities and wants to share what she's learned with young people and especially with young women.
We've got a lot of young mums, and they're trying to have a profession as well as to raise their families. And there's this consumer world out there we're caught in, and it's all about things and not about the heart. And I feel that the heart things get missed out on.
Many of the women in the film carry messages learned from their grandmothers. Tilly Tahe of New Mexico repeats the words her grandmother told her.
You have to go to school, my dear grandchild, because it's going to help you throughout the future, your future. And you're not doing it for me. You're doing it for yourself as a woman.
Tahe learned from her grandmother to weave together various aspects of both the Diné and white worlds.
First of all, you have to think about yourself. From the bottom of your feet to the tip of your head, that's you. And you have a name, a white man name, and then a Navajo name. And all these teaching that I'm doing, telling you, you have to carry that with you.
These messages of self-care, adherence to tradition, and continuous learning echo throughout the interviews. Susan Stark Christensen recognizes the continuity in the wisdom of the grandmothers.
Across the board, from the north to the south, rich, poor, across every religion, across every economic strata, they talked about love, they talked about relationships, they talked about faith, they talked about wishing they had known when they were younger how beautiful they were, and had spent less time worrying about things and more time just, you know, learning to love themselves and loving their children. So it's a joyful message.
Christensen found Loretta Schartzis in California. Schartzis lives in Oroville, India, but she was away on a month-long lecture tour.
The youth today
they're born knowing the things that our older generation actually worked to realize. And they're not only seeking, they've also arrived in some places. And from those places, they continue to seek.
Sharza says although wisdom is cumulative, layered through generations, it can also be quite simple.
There is a one-word key that comes from the mother. Somebody asked her once, can you give us one word that will do everything? And she said, yes, I can. She said, that word is sincerity.
Women have been taught to be humble, to be meek, to take care of everyone but themselves.
Linda Silk is an author and alternative medicine practitioner from Cocoa, Florida. She says women's self-images are often enforced for centuries.
Servitude, abuse, unworthiness. If we continue to keep our women from knowing their own personal power, we not only go down as a family, we go down as a nation, and then we go down as a planet.
But that meekness and selflessness has not been part of all cultures. Mary Ellen Upton is a former Rapid City resident who has been traveling with her husband for the past year or so.
My understanding is the Iroquois women and other Native American traditions, yeah, they decided when it was okay to go to war. And I think that if women today were in charge of that, there would be no wars.
Upton says Iroquois women held a respected role, but the white founding fathers did not adopt that aspect of the Iroquois governmental system when they modeled United States democracy after it.
We bear the children, and we just have this really strong feeling about not wanting our offspring to have to participate in such an experience as war. And I think that if we were in charge, I absolutely believe there would be another way to solve issues.
Unity doesn't have to mean sameness. Unity can be with great diversity.
Susan Stark Christensen says omitting women from equal participation results in imbalance.
What some of the grandmothers have said, that the two wings of the bird are not both strong. We don't have women and men in equality so that the bird of humanity can fly strong on both sides.
Christensen says rather than gaining respect as we age, women lose ground.
One of the grandmothers that I interviewed in the films said in Australia, in her country, many of the older women are invisible. We don't see ourselves reflected in the media. It's a youth-oriented culture in the West. And older women, when we do see ourselves, we're often a joke. We're often the butt of a joke.
The filmmaker says living simply and authentically is hard. It requires making choices that don't always pay off financially, and unconventional women must be willing to face criticism for defying majority standards.
You know, if I had stayed where I was and I had stayed in politics, I would have a lot more things in my life and a lot more money and security in the eyes of the world. But when I chose to try to look at another way, it's been harder. And one of the elders, the Mapuche elder in the film, said to live simply is harder. And I think she's right, because it requires choices.
But Christensen does not travel alone. She had a crew with her on her north to south journey, and for her film screenings, she's accompanied by Ana Sanz from Argentina, a young woman who is not yet a mother, much less a grandmother. The two women met when Sanz was on Easter Island, learning the music of the Rapa Nui, the indigenous inhabitants. She travels with a drum, a singing bowl, and her voice.
Mo omua te ara ari, mo muri te te o te uari tire, tau mea e mana o nei.
Anna Sanz isn't waiting for the natural process of maturation to take her to the place her elders occupy. She's accepting now what grandmothers have to give, taking on that wisdom while she's still young. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.
Bye.